Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As we come to the end of another financially volatile year, I'd like to share a hopeful idea with you. After the end of World War II, both Germany and Japan suffered from high inflation. Consumer prices soared as the purchasing power of their domestic currencies fell. As I shared with you 2 weeks ago, rising consumer prices in both countries were stopped in their tracks as a result of efforts by a man from Michigan named Joseph Dodge. The way he ended inflation in both countries had nothing to do with the smoke and mirrors tactics now practiced by the Federal Reserve Bank and U.S. Treasury. Instead, pretty much matching practices were implemented in Germany and Japan. They were, 1. Stop government deficit spending. 2. Tie the local currency to an ounce of gold. 3. Cut government spending. 4. Cut government regulation over the private sector and taxpayers. Yes, it is that simple. If the examples from Germany and Japan aren't enough to convince you, just look at American history. Americans were allowed to own gold from 1776 to 1933. During that 157-year period, the value of the U.S. dollar was stable to gold, which meant that American prosperity soared. Then, for the next 38 years, from 1933 to August 15, 1971, the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar only fell 40% because of one-time action by the U.S. government. Because foreign central banks could still redeem U.S. dollars to obtain gold from the U.S. Treasury, there was little problem with the decline in the dollar's purchasing power. But since President Nixon temporarily closed the gold exchange window to central banks in 1971 to today, the U.S. dollar has lost more than 98% of its purchasing power to gold. Obviously, the way to stop the U.S. dollar from losing more purchasing power in the future is to stabilize its value in relation to gold. It doesn't have to be at any particular price, it just has to be fixed at that price for the long term. Are there any politicians today who are generally committed to a stable value for the U.S. dollar? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.